It'll take time after the coronavirus pandemic is over to understand its full effect on our mental health in the United States and around the world. But many individuals are feeling the impact already. For one woman in Watertown, the spread of the coronavirus and social distancing are causing anxieties that stem from her childhood to reemerge. Her upbringing was centered on the fear of germs and contamination. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has her story.
As news reports of the coronavirus got more intense, Phyllis Rittner's anxiety started to mount.
Usually with kind of physical symptoms, maybe a racing heart, kind of racing thoughts. At first, you know, I started to feel almost congestion in my chest, which mimicked some of the virus symptoms.
She had felt many of these things before.
Just fearful thoughts, difficulty winding down to sleep.
The panic attacks had started in the early 1980s when she was a student at Boston University. She was diagnosed with anxiety and decades later, post-traumatic stress disorder. With therapy and treatments, they remained mostly under control. But the coronavirus pandemic caused some of her symptoms to bubble back to the surface, along with some new ones. We asked Rittner to record an oral diary.
Now I'm starting to fear things. You know, I forgot to wipe something down. You know, I ate maybe before or after I touched my computer. Now, did I wipe down my computer? I mean, I have never had these fears, really.
But it was more than the fear of getting sick. In an interview, the 58-year-old Rittner told us she was triggered by all the restrictions imposed to prevent the coronavirus from spreading.
Because it kind of reflected my life as a kid. My life was full of restrictions. In fact, you know, my life was a pandemic. Every day of my life was a pandemic.
It was a perpetual crisis that originated in the mind of her father. And he was the vector for an illness dominated by fears and rituals, Rittner says he imposed on the rest of his family.
And now everybody else is behaving like my dad. And that never, ever has happened before in my life.
Her father feared everything that could possibly harm him and his family, and things that couldn't. He was a World War II veteran, a Bronze Star recipient. He was loving and brilliant, Rittner says. But he developed severe obsessive-compulsive disorder and paranoid delusions. Their household became what Rittner has called a dictatorship of delusions. Around the age of 10, she became the consoler, the mediator, trying to calm and reassure her father. And today, she again finds herself trying to get out from under the grip of his obsessions and compulsions.
This whole hand-washing thing has really thrown me for a loop. My father was a compulsive hand washer, so much that his hands were red and raw constantly. He was terrified of shaking hands with people or even handling money.
From the time she was tiny, she says, he would constantly ask her if she had washed her hands.
He would ask me so many times a day that I would just go upstairs and turn on the faucet so he could actually hear the faucet going.
Rittner says the warnings coming out of the pandemic, wash your hands, wear a mask, keep a six-foot distance, all take her back to the 1960s and 70s, and they cause some of the same physical reactions she experienced when she felt isolated and abandoned as a child, such as a pit in her stomach.
My upstairs neighbor could hear me coughing downstairs. I had allergies, you know, and I was coming out of my house, and she was talking to a neighbor outside, and she happened to be on the porch where I was, and she immediately jumped down the stairs to be away from me. And I was like, oh my God. It's like, that's what my father would have done if he thought I got near something that was a contaminated thing. I couldn't walk by a high power line. I mean, if I had somebody over my house that happened to have a cat, you know, he thought all cats had cat leukemia, so therefore I could no longer have a friend over.
There was the time her mother broke a mercury thermometer in the kitchen. Her father didn't let the family use half of the house for 2 years after that. They went to a grandparent's house to prepare food and eat. For Rittner, knowing her dad couldn't help being mentally ill doesn't erase the pain of her childhood and its eerie connection to today.
He thought the air was contaminated where I was at the school, and so he forced me to wear this scarf that I would wrap around my head. And then I'd run, like sprint to class, to school, and everybody would laugh at me. I was often woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get into the shower and scrub myself down because my father had been agonizing for 3 hours whether or not I was contaminated
So these masks just symbolize to me fear. It just feels like more distancing, more isolation.
She says as a child, she couldn't tell anyone what was happening in her home. She tried to talk to her teachers, but she couldn't find the words to explain it. Now she has the words. She says she has a great psychologist and talk therapy helps a lot. She finds it healing to give presentations for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She also shared her story at a This Is My Brave event a few years ago.
You see, my PTSD diagnosis is only a small part of the woman I have become. I am not my parents. I am not my past, and I am not my mental illness. I'm just me.
After a long career as a legal secretary, Rittner has found happiness running her own company teaching seated dance to seniors. That's on hold because of social distancing. But she has rituals, healthy ones, that help her cope. She does something called emotional freedom technique, or tapping. That's a form of acupressure combined with affirming statements. She uses guided imagery meditation CDs. She finds walking therapeutic, along with connecting with friends on the phone and Zoom. She takes medication for anxiety. And through it all, she wonders how her father would have handled the spread of COVID-19.
This was his ultimate fear. This would have been it. Contamination by a virus. I don't know how he would have lived through this.
Rittner insists on living. The painful memories reawakened by the pandemic are another step in her journey. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.